It's Wednesday, November 7th. You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a recap of some of this morning's South Carolina headlines. While Republicans again swept to election victories across South Carolina yesterday, holding on to all seven statewide offices. In the race for governor, a jubilant Henry McMaster thanked his supporters at a victory party in Columbia.
As your governor, I know I must stand 2 or 3 inches a little bit taller just because I'm so proud to be representing the people of South Carolina, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to do it for 4 more years.
McMaster bested Democrat James Smith by a margin of 54% to 45%. Smith focused on the positive when looking back on his campaign.
We have to do this. All of us have to do this. We have to do everything we can to leave South Carolina better than we found it. We made great strides in doing that this time and raised issues that were so important that we're going to keep focused on over the next 4 years.
By electing McMaster, South Carolina voters, for the first time, will have a lieutenant governor who ran on the same ticket as the governor, Greenville businesswoman Pamela Evett.
I want to thank you, South Carolina, for changing the course of my life. You've also changed the course of history by making me the first female Republican lieutenant governor in South Carolina.
Other statewide Republican winners yesterday include Secretary of State Mark Hammond, State Treasurer Curtis Loftus, Attorney General Alan Wilson, Comptroller General Richard Ekstrom, Education Superintendent Molly Spearman, and Agriculture Commissioner Hugh Weathers. Statewide officials say turnout was over 53% yesterday, and that's after receiving a record number of absentee and provisional ballots as well. Most counties across the state recorded turnout in the 50 to 54% range. Fairfield County was better than 61%. In the Lowcountry, Joe Cunningham has become the first Democrat in 40 years to win South Carolina's coastal first district. Cunningham defeated Katie Arrington, replacing Mark Sanford, and giving South Carolina 2 Democrats in Congress for the first time in 18 years. There is other news this morning. Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina says it's laying off nearly 250 employees. The Post and Courier reports the layoffs are set to take effect today and will affect those who work at PGBA, a subsidiary that handles government contracts. Employees were notified in August of the layoffs, which has been attributed to the loss of a Veterans Administration Choice contract. And that's a recap of your South Carolina headlines for Wednesday, November 7th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.